Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps your bank information private when shopping online. Take control of your subscriptions and other recurring payments, plus pause and close privacy cards at any time. And get $5 right now to try the service at collision.live/privacy.
We have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Fantastic. Now that the fire alarm is off.
Yes.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Yeah. So my name is Ahmed Murad. I'm director at Car Hero.
Okay. Right. And tell us a little bit about Car Hero.
Okay, so Car Hero is a mobile app that we are going to be launching this summer that connects clients with top-tier automotive sales professionals in their local area.
Okay.
So as a client, I'm actually going to give you maybe a little demo over here on the iPad. So you guys can...
If you pull it up
just a little bit higher.
There you go.
Well, so, you know, a client would open this up and they would be able to kind of see all of the salespeople and the various brands around them.
Okay.
And then from that point, let's just say they're looking at a Jaguar.
So I can see from here, I can see Lexus, Toyota, Mazda. Like I can see the different brands. So those are the different dealerships.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And then, for example, so if we were to put in Mazda here. You'd see everything disappears right off.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, just to clean the map up and everything else like that. Also, you'd be able to search by someone's name. And then, so, like, for example, I have a sample profile for myself on here.
Okay.
So let's click on that. So, again, you'd be able to see, like, average response time, how quickly I respond to customers as a salesperson.
Okay.
The last time I was active on the app, a little bio about myself, you know, what I'm all about and everything, followed with a video that you can watch.
Okay.
You know, and as you keep scrolling and browsing through, you also get reviews about me that previous clients who I've chatted with or done business with me personally have left.
Okay.
And it can, you know, I mean, these are all like, you know, like live reviews of people that like their experience and everything else. So, and if I had any sort of media, pictures posted, whatever, they would all show up over there on that as well.
So this shows primarily from the car dealer, not the car dealership. So is this like by
being.
Person, not by
exactly
location,
by the person that works inside the dealership. So we've had heavily vetted and handpicked every single person to be on here. We've had software developed that scans their Google reviews for a dealership. It tells us who's our number one guy who gets the best customer feedback, the number two, number three.
Oh.
And we're only inviting number one and two to be on the platform for their
that
hard
was my
work.
Next question.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. And then from a client standpoint, when you sign up, you would sign up, create an account, but your contact information in terms of your number, your email is never shared with the salesperson unless you choose to.
Okay.
So you hit contact, and then from here, it would open up a chat platform that you can right away start texting back and forth, asking questions. The salesperson can send you things like, you know, any documents that they want to send, maybe like a lease agreement. They could send you pictures of the car you're looking at. You can even ask them, hey, can you bring this by my house or office? I'd love to see it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I mean, it's all about making things much easier for the clients. And you know, I mean, even going to like, you know, if somebody wants to show somebody a car, they can do a video call with them and show them a car live. What do you think of this one? What do you think of that one? So, I mean, saving the customers a lot of time when they're there so that they can kind of have everything narrowed down. And when it's all said and done, you know, when you go in here, you'd have, you know, all the people you've talked with all in one place. So if you're looking at like, you know, Mazda, you're looking at Toyota, you're looking at this, I got my Mazda pictures of the car I'm looking at. I got my payments. I got this. So everything's in one place, not on a WhatsApp message, an email from this guy, text from here. And you kind of like got all this information here. You keep everything in one place and you keep your information to yourself until you choose to proceed to the next level with your purchase. And I mean, you can go as far as, hey, can you send me a lease agreement? I'll sign it and send it back to you.
Oh, okay.
Here's a credit application. And you can go to the dealership to pick up your car that day without even having to have walked in if you wanted to.
So if I'm looking for a particular used car.
Yep.
And it happens to be a Mazda.
Mm-hmm.
Would I be able to search for that car and see which dealership has it
so
through this app? Or
with this app, it's based mostly on new cars.
Okay.
So if someone's searching for a new car, if you've done your research online, you're like, you know what? I just love this new Mazda 3. It's a great car. The starting price is good. I'm also, you know, I kind of like the Honda and everything else. So you kind of know which car you already want. Now, the next step is, how am I going to get the car? How am I going to get that good experience?
Yeah.
Who's going to take care of me and everything else? Then you would go through and say, okay, let me go talk to Ahmed. at Mazda. Let me go talk to Adam at Honda, right? And mm-hmm. then you'd see, before even contacting them, kind of like what they're all about and everything
else.
And
you can get your quotes and everything
from each person. Exactly, gotcha. Right? And, you know, let's just say, you know, you really like the higher trim model, but then, you know, you're like, your budget's for the lower trim. So you're like, I'd be open to a demo, right? Like, you know, I'll take a demo with a higher trim. So you now, obviously, demos are kind of tricky. Some dealerships advertise it, some don't, and everything else. You can go and send a message to 10 people around your local area. Hey, I'm looking for this demo. Do you have one in stock? Because you already kind of know what you want, but then yeah. you don't want to pick up the phone and or call. You don't know who you're going to get. So this just makes your communication much easier. And, you know, everybody will respond to you and say, yeah, I don't this. I can keep my eye out kind of thing.
I really like this.
Yeah.
Is this live?
We're doing beta testing. Okay. So the app is fully built and developed for iOS. Okay. Just doing beta testing and getting all of our salespeople on board. And we're going to be going fully live this summer.
In which locations?
Yes. So we are based out of Toronto, Ontario.
Okay.
I live in Toronto as well. And we'll be starting off in the greater Toronto area. And our plan is within a year of launching to have major cities across Canada and also start working with major cities in the U.S. as well, too. Because the platform itself is very easy to expand into different cities.
Sure.
You already have the salespeople that, you know, are really good at what they do, you know, because 80% of the people that work in a dealership or 70% are not the best people. We all know that car yeah. dealers have the worst reputation yeah. in the history of time. But there is
less so new car dealers than used car dealers.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
yeah. And that's the thing as well, too. So, like, you know, what we're trying to do is reward that 20% of the people that actually work in a dealership and take their business within the business.
Seriously.
Yeah. And then this is for you. And then for a client, here you go. You know, firsthand, you get these guys to go and discuss with and chat with. And ultimately, you know, yeah. let whatever you want happen go, right?
Yeah, that's really great. How did you decide that this was the thing you wanted to do? Was the information in your bio in the app correct that you worked
yes.
for a car company?
Yes. So I've actually been in automotive sales for close to a decade now.
Okay.
I've worked with BMW and, you know, got all the way up to BMW Gold Master status, which means you're in the top 14 in Canada.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Over 220 new cars sold in a year.
Nice.
Like, you know, so I've done that. Then, you know, I took on a management role at an Infiniti store.
Okay.
And within a year, we flipped that store to become the number one volume store in the country.
Nice.
So I've done the whole selling a car, managing people selling cars. I've seen the salespeople like that when I manage where you couldn't get them to do anything. And there was always, you know, in a dealership, two or three slots that are rotating slots. You know, somebody mm-hmm. comes in, maybe it's a month, maybe it's two, maybe it's three, and then rotation and somebody else comes in and everything else.
Those people who last month were selling shoes.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, and feedback from clients, you know, how I got into my BMW sales was, you know, people wish, like, always told me, you know, if I'm not buying a car from you, it's for one reason. My wife just loves the Mercedes. You know, can we just take you to Mercedes so we can do the deal with you over there? Right? And obviously that's not possible,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, it hit me one day. I'm like,
funny.
How do we get how do I get everybody to have the best thing all around?
How can I find the experience that I would have with you, mm-hmm. but at a different brand?
And also that I deserve, you know,
yeah.
like.
Absolutely. You're buying a car. For most people, it's the second biggest purchase that they're ever going to make.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's not a shirt or a t-shirt or something you could just return. Oh, you know what? It doesn't
yeah.
fit or it's just not my style or anything
right.
like that. Right.
It's a serious purchase.
100%. And it's one of, like I said, one of the worst reputations out there just because of the fact that there's always that rotating door. People, you know, they're not taking it
yeah.
seriously. But there is 20 or 30% of the people that do 70% of the business in the dealership
sure.
that are very good at what they do.
So say on the app. Particular car salesman's reviews go down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys like investigate it? Does it get taken off if they're not doing as well?
Absolutely. So we do heavily monitor everything on the app. If we notice, obviously, like this would be for the salespeople as a tool for them for their hard work. If your performance starts to decrease in any sort of way, we would automatically have a conversation with you and, like, you know, we'd see, like, if you're getting like 3 bad reviews in a week, in a month, or anything like that, something's wrong. So we'd figure out what's going on. And then at that point, we'd have a recourse saying, well, this has to change. Even if you're paying for to be on the app or mm-hmm. whatever to get your name out there and all that stuff. We're not in it for the money or a subscription for the salesperson. Mm-hmm. Our goal is to give customers the absolute best feedback. And
got it.
That client who did have a bad something, what could have gone wrong with them, we would reach out to that customer and figure out what we could do to make things right, because that's our ultimate goal, is just literally having everybody have the best possible experience. And if they don't, for any reason, figure out why and correctly fix that.
And obviously a single review isn't enough.
No.
Exactly. Because like we went to a restaurant yesterday and we were looking on Yelp at the reviews, and one person said that the restaurant service was too fast, which
and
is
gave
insane.
It a 1-star.
And then somebody else said it was too slow for the same place. So obviously your experience may be, your interpretation of what happened may be different than reality, or your experience may have been you caught them on the worst possible day.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you know, with life, a lot of things happens, right? Like,
absolutely.
You know, something in the family, whatever. Sometimes someone's not in their game. And we understand that. And we're obviously monitoring.
Okay.
And we see, like, even people's trends, right? Like, the background of the software itself and the app is telling us the average response time. So if somebody's average responding in 5 minutes and all of a sudden they're offline for a day or two, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay? Like, so it gives us a way to also make sure that everybody's okay and connected to see if anybody needs support in any sort of way as well, too, right?
Are you in direct contact with the car salesman or the dealership?
So with my connections, I do have a huge network of sales managers and dealerships and everything else. That's how we kind of validated this. Like, what do you guys think? They think it's a great idea, but we are in direct contact with the salespeople themselves.
Got it.
Because, you know, we just want them, like, this is a reward for them for their hard work. You
that
know,
makes
it's,
sense.
It's, yeah. And then we'll also be doing something that is coming a little bit later, which is like a Car Hero Academy. So Car Hero Academy would be like, you know, if somebody wants to get into car sales, somebody has a proven track record of customer service.
Very cool.
A dealership has a couple salespeople that are like, man, like, you know, we're just so busy, we haven't had a chance to train this guy properly. We give them a full-on training.
That's
and,
cool.
And, you know, things that I've learned in the business for almost a decade and everything, and get them to par. And again, so that once people's levels are improving and they're getting better at what they do, the customers' interactions or experiences are significantly better as well, too.
Very nice.
That's great.
So I see you're in alpha.
Yes.
So you're pretty early stage. You said that you've got a beta out there.
Yes.
Running some tests. Where are you in the launch process? Like, when did you say we might be able to see this?
Within a month or two, it'll be available. In the greater, for sure. We've been working on this for close to.
So you're close to that launch date.
Yes,
okay.
Very, very close.
Very, cool.
Very close. You know, three hour night sleeps,
ooh,
working this, doing this, but it's all coming together.
Well,
and
from everything you've told us, you are a trendsetter. So you're used to putting in this much work.
Absolutely, for sure. And I'm just happy that I can do it, and it's not just with myself. It's something that everybody else can kind of take advantage and use.
Very
as well.
Cool. And what are you hoping to get out of Collision?
Network with some people, get some awareness out there, and honestly just kind of find out what's going on with the world that you don't already know. I mean, it's always good to open your horizons and everything else. And we have a few investor meetings that they've actually booked with us as well too.
Very cool.
So we'll be seeing some investors in these next couple of days, which is pretty good.
Very cool.
We've kept it hush-hush so far. We haven't really done a lot of things with marketing, but you know, we feel like we're at a point now where we can really start talking about it, because we're very close to getting it out there.
Very cool.
It's exciting, yeah.
Well, if people want to find out more and follow your corporate journey, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you guys can go to carhero.app, or follow us on Instagram, which is carhero.app as well. So very, very easy. We have all of our social networks kind of pretty much the same thing. And, please subscribe at the bottom so we can keep you guys updated with more information and as we get ready to launch and as we expand to more cities across Canada and North America.
Very
awesome.
Cool.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No problems, guys. It was a pleasure.
Definitely.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate
nice meeting
appreciate
you.
It. Thanks, guys.
And thanks for putting up with the nonsense after the fire alarm.
That's okay. That's over here. No worries.
Have a good collision.
Thank you.